Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Kim as well. I called up earlier because I wanted to return something that had come to me, and I was told to go to a certain website to find the address as to where to return it, mm-hmm. and there's nothing on that website, and the other website that was even close to it is someplace in Sussex, England.
Oh, wow. Hold on for me one moment.
And thank you. I have my order number, if that helps.
Okay. Give me one second.
Sure.
Give me one moment.
No problem.
Can I have your zip code?
72762.
Can I have your first name, your last name?
Kimberly Limley.
Okay, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And your shipping address?
1615 Steele Avenue, Springdale, Arkansas.
Okay. All right, this is for the smartwatch.
Correct.
All right. All right. They offered you a trial extension, 35% off, 50% off you declined, and then they advised you to return the watch within 7 days to avoid EOT.
Correct.
Yes.
But so, I have no address to send it to.
Let me see where you send it to. Give me one moment while I reach out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one second.
Not a problem.
I know some products, since you paid for it, you keep, but let me see. Oh, yeah, you got to return the watch. Okay, yeah, you got to return it. Where do you return it to? Hold on.
The young lady I spoke with earlier told me to go to puregadgetstore.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to just that, there's absolutely nothing on the page. And
wow.
If you go to one that's anything like it, even similar to it, one was a tech company in Sussex, England.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was in some other country as well.
One moment, waiting for somebody to reply back to me.
Okay, no problem.
How did you like the watch?
Actually, I was going to get it for a friend. I didn't even try it. Once I saw that it was going to, they were going to charge me $60 for it. I wanted to stop it, but I had already ordered it, couldn't cancel it, had nowhere to reach out to. I mean, literally the minute I sent it. And I have a Fitbit, so it's like, for me, it didn't matter one way or the other.
Let me see. Hold on one second. I'm just waiting for my supervisor to reply back to me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here's the return address. You ready to write it down?
I am. I'm ready.
All right, hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, she said there is a $9.95 restocking fee. Hold on. Hold on one second. Oh, that doesn't apply to me. Okay. 11551 East 45th Avenue.
I'm sorry.
What? 11. This is the address you're returning it to. Yes, ma'am. I should have started with that. I apologize.
What am I addressing it to? Like, to who?
It just gives the address.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess you just put it in there and it's just return address.
Okay, so 11.
551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C as in cat, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Suite C.
Unit C. That's what it says, Unit C.
Oh, Unit. Okay, Unit. Uh-huh. Got it.
Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay, I'm not. I guess I just put pure gadget return. Or, okay, can you tell me if I was to talk to somebody and I decided I wanted to keep it, what would it be at 50% off? Because it's like, honestly, I'm scared that this is going to go to someplace and it's not ever going to get to where it needs to go since there's no information on this.
Already canceled. And,
okay.
You know, she offered you a 35% off, 50%
mm-hmm.
off, and you declined it. So you need to return the watch within 7 days.
Okay. I'm just kidding. My fear, like I said, I'm just afraid that it's not, especially since I don't have a name or anything. I'm just scared it's not going to get there. But I'll send it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, dear.
You're
have a
welcome.
Great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Take care.